So this guy, last week when we talked to him, I'm talking about Jim DeGraff with the Bowling Report, was in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And now he's back in Michigan, and we were just briefly talking off the air during the commercial break. Jim, to use your words, this is quite a shock, wasn't it?
It is. To get off that plane yesterday from getting on the plane when it's 80 degrees, and I think it was 20 yesterday when we landed.
Yeah.
But the temperatures this morning when I walk out of the house are going to be rather chilly.
Unseasonably cold temperatures, and like I said off the air, 3 below with the wind chill. The Men's Bowling Report is presented by Zealand Lanes on East Washington in Zealand and by Auto Owners Hometown Insurance Agency, Coop and Burr, on our website, WHTC.com, and of course, right here on 1450 WHTC. And Jim, we've got spring. The equinox is Thursday. Can you believe it?
I can't. I think 2 years ago we were playing golf already, Dan.
Wow. Seriously. Well, you know, like they say in Michigan, even if we get snow the next couple of weeks, if it's only a couple of inches, you can still see the golf ball. So I bet guys will be itching to go out there regardless if it's white. They'll just pull out the orange balls. But
well, there's one thing about it, Dan. It's not going to last much longer.
So. That's true. That's true. And speaking of that, right on cue, Jim, there's not very many bowling reports left. So what do you got for this morning?
Well, we're on week number 28, and we have a few of our leagues. Our Tuesday and Wednesday leagues will be bowling for a couple more weeks yet because of the holidays. But let's take a look at the stats for week number 28 on our bowling calendar. We're going to add 200-300 games this week, Dan. We haven't had any 300s for the last few weeks, but Charlie Kirkland and Joe Cote, both from the Suburban League over at Northland Lanes, recorded 300 games a week ago Monday night. We are now at 22-300 games for the season. So congratulations to Charlie Kirkland and Joe Cote on their 300s on Monday night. Also on Monday night from the Suburban League, Adam Hopp bowling a game of 288. Ben Koskis from the Sweet 16 League also with a 288. We had four bowlers this week with 279s, and they're Ryan Garverling from Zealand Suburban, Milt Orloff from the BML League, Tom Foster from Tri-City, and also Steve Branson from Tri-City. All four of those bowlers had games of 279 this past week. Finishing up the top 10, both bowlers having games of 278. They're Dal Vanderpoppen from Zealand Suburban and Bob Zuverink from Tri-City. Taking a look at the high series for the week, Bob Zuverink was our high series bowler this week with a 790 series from Tri-City. Jim Brennick, also from Tri-City, with 756. Steve Branson, also out of the Tri-City League, with 753. John Kefton from Suburban with a 750. Along with a 300 game, Joe Cote had a 743 in the Suburban League. Mark Bachman from Tri-City with 741. Scott J. Smith from Tri-City with 731. Charlie Kirkland, along with his 300 game, had a 727 series. We had two bowlers this week with 725s, and they're Bob Koenig from Zealand Monday Trios and Adam Hopp from Suburban. Bowling a 723 this week was Tom Dykema from the Suburban League. Harry Whiteman, also out of Suburban, with 722. Dale Newberry from Saturday Night Fever with 720. Ward Grigsby from Tri-City with 717. Chuck Otten from Suburban with 713. Jeff Ball from Tri-City with 711. Keith Scram from the Suburban League with 710. Joe Taylor out of West Ottawa League with 710 also. Chris Brummels from West Ottawa with 707. Milt Orloff from BML with 704. Seth Bauman from Zealand Monday Trios with 701. And we have two bowlers this week with even 700 series, and they were Shane McDonald from Northern Lights and Ted Heckenberg from Tri-City. We want to recognize our bowlers that have bowled 300 games this season. Chris Brummels was our first bowler to have the 300 in the Tri-City League. Jim Rennick from Tri-City with the 300. Dale Workman from Victory. Gary Emiot from Tri-City. Joe Cote now has two 300s for the season, both bowled in the Suburban League. David Vanderlei from Suburban with a perfect 300. Chad Walshlager from Saturday Night Fever. Todd Grahams from Northland Select. Kevin Pollock had one in the Holland Area Family Tournament. Kurt Wiersma from Businessmen's. Nick Smith from Zealand Monday Trios. Todd Dauman from West Ottawa. Matt Carson from Suburban, Sean Walters and Adam Carson, both from West Ottawa, David Sang from Saturday Specials, Dan Faber from the Businessmen's League, Danny Vendort has had 2 300s in the Friday Night Couples, Ken DeBoer from Tri-City, and we added this week Charlie Kirkland from Suburban. Taking a look at the high series for the season, Joe Cote early in the season had a 838 series. Dan Faber from Businessmen's with 833. Nick Smith from Zealand Monday Trios with 814. Kevin Pollack from the Holland Area Family Tournament with 806. Also bowling at 806, Courtney Slider from Tuesday Night Community. Jim Rennick from Tri-City with 805. Two bowlers with 804. They're Mark Bachman from Tri-City and Dan Faber from Zealand Suburban. Kurt DeYoung from BML with 797 and Derek Reyes finishing up the top 10 for high series for the season with a 795. That's going to wrap us up for week number 28, Dan, and we'll talk to you next week as we start to wrap up the season.
Yeah, Jim, I know I've already asked you this, and shame on me for just not writing it down. How many reports do we have left?
We'll have two or three more to go.
Okay, sounds good. All right, well, we'll look forward to talking to you next week and at least another week after that. Jim, thank you, and welcome back to reality, which is Michigan and the weather that we have.
Well, thanks, Dan. Make it a great day.
Yeah, you too, sir. We'll talk to Jim next week, as we always do on Monday with the Men's Bowling Report. We'll have Mary Beverly tomorrow, and once again, one of our final Women's Bowling Reports that we'll have for you, as always, at 7:40 with both Jim DeGraff and Mary Beverly.